reading this morning is from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we share a common malady. And we don't just share it among ourselves, we share it with the world around us. We all just think too highly of ourselves. And in a way, it's not our fault. I mean, we're constantly being bombarded with the idea that we're great, that we're wonderful. I mean, in an age when everybody gets a trophy, who's not great? And yet, it's really not something new. It's been around a long time. I remember when I was in the Air Force some 40 years ago, everybody got the highest rating on our airman performance reports. Everybody got a 9. If you didn't get a 9, your career was over. It's like Lake Wobegon, you know, where the men are strong, and we say the women are strong, the men are good looking, and all the children are above average. And even if we see some fault in ourselves, we can certainly look around and find people who make us feel much superior. And so the world is always enticing us to think highly of ourselves, to boast of ourselves. See, the message of the world is, you're smart, you're influential, you're important, and you're beautiful. Oh, wait a minute, there's a catch. There's a catch in the world. It's you're smart if you went to this school. You're influential if you live in this part of the town. You're important if you carry this credit card. You're beautiful if you wear this line of clothing. See, the world has its wisdom, its conditions, its values, its standards. And if you're willing to comply, if you're willing to buy into them, you can be smart and influential and important and beautiful and probably in debt. So today, we hear God's word that speaks to us of a very different reality. It says, you were not wise. You were not important. You were not powerful. As we read through the list of our weaknesses, of our unimportance, you might as well just throw in, and you're not all that good looking either. But the text here is this series of insults. The text here is the reminder of the truth. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, about us that God should love us. He didn't look for the wise people to love, or the smart people to love, or the powerful people to love. There's nothing in us that God should love us. Actually, everything about us is offensive to a holy God. So even if you were wise, and you were powerful, and you were important, and all those things, before God, you've made yourself filthy with sin. And you've embraced the foolishness of the world. You can't excuse yourself and you can't blame the world. You've embraced it, you've chosen it. And in doing so, you've trampled God's wisdom. You're sinful through and through in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. And God wants us to understand that, and He tells us point blank in His Word that this is the reality, because He wants us to understand that no human being may boast in the presence of God. We are utterly contemptible before a holy God. By all human standards, God would be wise to have nothing to do with us. But as we're reminded in today's text, worldly wisdom becomes foolishness when God does the choosing. So God chose the foolish, those considered ignorant by the world. Those who are so foolish, so ignorant, so simple-minded that they would say something like, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth," and reject the world's foolishness, the world's wisdom, that we come from nothing and we go to nothing, and there is no creator. God chose the weak. Those who were unable to help themselves, let alone give God anything. Those who would confess, along with Luther, "I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him." And God chose the insignificant, those without wealth, those without influence, those without control. People who would live out their lives in this world with no fanfare, no notice, no place in the history books, no recognition in the world. And God chose the ugly. People horribly disfigured by sin. Yes, God chose the foolish. God chose the weak. God chose the insignificant. God chose the ugly. God chose you. And so you're encouraged today to consider not your wonderfulness, but consider your calling. Because God has chosen you and called you to be set apart from the ignorance and shamefulness of this world, to be wisdom for those who are fools and lost in the foolishness of the world, to be strong in God's word for those who are weak in the lies of the world, for you to be who you are in Christ, holy, righteous, and redeemed, for those who are laid low by sin, and yes, even those who despise God. See, everything has changed for you now that you are in Christ. Everything has changed for you because of this calling that you have. For in Christ you are wise. You have been given the wisdom from above, God's own wisdom. In Christ you are powerful. You live every day in the redemptive power of holy baptism. In Christ you are important, because you've been reborn into a noble birth. And yes, in Christ you are beautiful, because you've been dressed in His robe of righteousness. So do not consider the world and its lies, and do not consider yourself and your accomplishments, but consider Jesus, and consider what He's done for you. Consider His calling, for He's made it your calling, and in Christ you have a reason to boast. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.